Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I hope you're doing well during this difficult time. Today, I want to share a bonus episode that's perfect for staying at home. In this episode, we have Kate from the Salty Bookworm Instagram account, and we're chatting all things books, movies, TV shows, and whatnot. So welcome, Kate, to the show.
It is so good to talk to you again. I missed you.
I miss you too. I'm so excited to talk to you again. This is so much fun.
A lot has happened since we last chatted. What was it? The summer? Was it the summer? No. It was like we talked in the summer and then we did it like late fall.
Yeah. We spoke actually December, January around that time.
All my months are running together.
Because there was like major changes.
Major, so, right.
Both moved.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of changes.
Yeah. And you know, March has been like 3,000, you know, days long. So yeah. That's where we're at.
Yeah, pretty much. So this is amazing. So how are you doing? How are you feeling?
I'm doing well. I feel like everyone you talk to, you go in waves. It's like yesterday, there was no reason. I think it was raining outside. I felt very sad and I really missed my students. And I had a little bit of a cry sesh in the morning. And like today, Scarlett O'Hara says, you know, today is another day. And it's kind of like today, I feel like we crushed the remote learning and the kids were happy. And, you know, it's mostly all of us. It's in our heads. But yeah, it's good as to be expected, I guess. What about you?
I'm doing good. I'm just like, I'm in between jobs and I've been like staying at home for quite some time. So for me, it's been like, it hasn't been a shift yet. I think the shift has been just the coronavirus itself has just been just being in the news. It's just depressing. It's sad. It's anxious and all those different things. So that's why I'm like limiting the news, but just enjoying trying to be home, trying to do things that feel good.
Right. It's kind of kicking it back to what's important, if you will.
Yeah. So I got a question because you're a kindergarten teacher.
I am now.
Yeah. And so how does remote learning for kindergarten looks like?
So it's been a learning experience. I only had started 6 weeks before this all went down. So I felt like we were finally getting in a groove at school and then the virus hit. So apps like Seesaw have been a lifesaver. So I call it in my head, I don't like promote it like this, but I think of it as almost like Facebook for parents. So like we're sending pictures of what the kids are doing for learning. I have direct contact with them. It's a little less formal than email and I can post things throughout the day. So I post plans for the students and we're trying to find a balance, you know, not hours and hours and hours of work. It's a balance between, especially in kindergarten, you know, interaction, play and academics. And then the parents are sending me very cute videos of some of the projects that they're doing and some of the family time that they're spending, which especially for that age right now, academics, yeah, it's important, but they are really missing that social interaction. All the conversations that I've been having with not just students I teach, but parents in my neighborhood and things like that is that as middle schoolers too, you know, I came from the middle school world. My previous colleagues are saying all the kids in general in our country right now are struggling with the idea of not being at school and not being with their friends. And that's something that, you know, on a normal day we take for granted. We just see our friends every day. We see our teachers every day. So, you know, mental health, and you and I have talked about this, mental health is so important and we have to take care of their hearts first and the rest will come no matter what age you are teaching or if you're a parent or you're just someone who has kids in their life. We got to make sure they're okay at this time. So
yeah, it's so important. I think it makes such an impact. Like, you know, I think this time is bringing an opportunity to be closer to your family, which is amazing. At the same time, you know, it brings up all these other issues that you may not have dealt with it.
True.
You just like, it's up in the surface and trying to manage, you know, emotional well-being in the midst of a crisis.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's talk about things that you're doing while staying at home. So have you watched any new TV shows or movies?
I feel like a bad TV show watcher because so many people are recommending so many series. And I feel like at the end of the day after teaching, I'm just craving my books if I spend any of that time. But some of the stuff that I have been watching, I started You over the winter and I've been slowly plugging away at it because it was so important for me to read the books first. That's not really giving me that vibe right now. I did like it, but I'm like, well, you know, like psychopathic boyfriend. I don't know if I want to watch that every night, but, my husband and I have been kind of watching Schitt's Creek too, that like slapstick comedy and, you know, just enjoying some lightheartedness is I think key right now. So nothing crazy is speaking to me, but kind of those two have been my back and forth right now. What about you?
So I started watching Tiger King. I watched one episode. I don't know if it's for me or not. It's a train wreck, but it's just not it. I've been watching Law and Order on the background. So.
Oh, I love Law and Order.
Yeah.
That's just my goodie.
That's like the perfect, you know, Olivia Benson can save the world, you know, 100%. Mentality. So I'm like, just a little roar.
It'll get us through the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's getting me through the coronavirus. So I'm watching that and just kind of like, I don't watch so much TV. Like I thought of maybe getting Apple TV and watching Morning Show, but just the effort of getting Apple TV, getting another
That's show. The tough part. The shows that I have wanted to watch are on these other platforms and like you, I'm not a huge TV watcher that I don't, for me personally, I don't know if I'd reach out to doing more of these platforms for one show. So it's like,
yeah,
no, it's tough. I know, but I wanted to watch Little Fires Everywhere because I did love that book, but I just happened to not have Hulu at this time.
Okay. Yeah. I started watching Little Fires Everywhere. I did not love the book. So I was like, you know, the show is okay.
Oh, book we differ on.
Oh. I know.
Differ on. That's a first.
Yeah, so I saw the first episode, and I was like, it's fine, but I didn't love it, so, but there we go, awesome. So you've been reading, so what kind of books have you been reading?
I am definitely a mood reader, so Riverhead Books was kind enough to send me All Adults Here. I just finished that this week, and I'm a sucker for those dysfunctional family dramas, with those really strong character developments. And this was that. I mean, Emma Straub is such an incredible author and she's doing it again. It's coming out in May. I felt very lucky that they sent it to me early and I just sent it off to Dee Dee Reads in Jersey City so she gets a chance to read it. That was a really good one. So that's one to look out for. And you had suggested the Bromance Book Club to me. And I loved it. I loved it. I listened to it on audio. And so as soon as Undercover Bromance was ready, I downloaded that on Libro. I'm not done yet. I'm about halfway through. And I was a sucker. And I totally ordered the book, too, from my indie bookstore. We all have to be supporting those indie bookstores right now. So I'm almost done with that. And I'm loving it. Loving it. And I started The Grace Kelly Dress tonight by Brenda Janowitz, and yeah, I'm all over the place with my reading right now, but that's okay.
That's okay. I think.
What about you?
So I've been, like I mentioned earlier before we start, I've been reading historical romance. I read a couple like arcs that are coming out. Like I read Take a Hint, Danny Brown. Do you read Chloe Brown by any chance?
I have. I've heard of her. I have not read her yet.
Okay, it's a great book. So get a life, Chloe Brown. It's enemies to lovers.
Right.
She has fibromyalgia, so there's like she has a chronic illness. And it's delightful. He comes from an abusive relationship. So there's like all this like baggage, but it's a rom-com and it does really well.
Oh, wait, I did read that one over the summer. I couldn't think of her name. Yes, I did. And then the other one's coming out in May, right?
It's coming out in May. I read Take a Hint, Danny Brown, and it is so good.
Hey, I'm excited.
So the hero loves romance novels. He listens on audiobooks, and there's a part where a steamy scene is coming up, and the audiobook is like live for other people to hear. He's like, "Oh no, you're not supposed to listen to it."
Oh, I love it.
Which any romance audiobook listener can identify.
Love it.
He struggles with anxiety, so there's a lot of conversations about mental illness, and he actually overcomes. Like they show the coping mechanisms how to deal with anxiety.
Oh, wow.
So that was really helpful. And he also does emotional well-being. Like, he's a rugby player, so he coaches rugby. But right. He also talks about their feelings. So he talks to boys about, you know, with toxic masculinity, you know, like, how do you feel? Or, you know, all the feelings. So it's a really good book. The heroine is prickly. She's like, I don't want to be in a relationship. Why am I in a relationship? So...
And she does such a great job. She goes there because I drew a blank that I had read Chloe Brown. Like, she did such a great job and did such justice to people who are struggling with autoimmune issues. And here she goes again. I haven't read this one yet that's coming out, but she's really going there. And I bravo her for that.
Yeah, she likes to write diverse characters, and I'm so grateful. And she writes them well enough. Like, she doesn't just show the problem, she shows the
right. Right. I love that.
So that was like the perfect quarantine reading because I was like struggling with reading. Like, I was anxious and I was like, I needed someone to remind me of, like, I should breathe in this moment as opposed right. to, you know, go into the worst case scenario.
Right. So
Take a Hint, Danny Brown is coming up. It's really good. Just add it. If you can get an ARC, get an ARC. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Are you doing Random House's Read to Sleep campaign? I've been like kind of following that and trying to definitely read before bed, even if it's 15 minutes, has been my jam, especially now. I know that they launched this campaign before this all went down, but it's definitely, I think, speaking to a lot of readers right now.
Yeah, I've been reading, the time that I'm reading is like probably like a couple hours before going to bed. That just like eats my wage to just get today. And like, I'm reading during the day, but it's not as much as I normally would have read. So
right.
I need to sleep. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Awesome. So, have you been listening to podcasts or audiobooks?
Both. Well, I always listen to your podcast, and also I love SSR's podcast. It's like Shit She Reads.
That's an awesome one.
I've been following hers for a while as well, and she always picks such great YA novels, so that's always been like kind of my guilty pleasure, especially in the car. And also my audiobooks, Libro FM. Again, supporting those local indies, my friends. I've been a fan of Libro since the beginning, and I was lucky enough to be in their advanced listener club now. So I can't say enough about how awesome Libro is. So doing Undercover Bromance via Libro. I just finished In 5 Years and the Roxy Letters, all through Libro's ALC program. And Roxy Letters is spicy. She's funny.
I know. It's a spicy
black job. I love her.
What's been the most surprising thing you've done or you have encountered during this time at home?
Moving. Oh my gosh. Yes, I would not recommend it on your own. Didn't plan it that way. But we made it. And also, I think, you know, really enjoying some of the time that my husband's been here and the dogs. I mean, the dogs have always been my babies and my buddies, but just, I think the most surprising thing is trying to take moments throughout the day, because I think we all thought, wow, we're going to be stuck at home all day. We're going to be so bored. But many of us that are working from home or taking care of family or moving or whatever it is that we're doing or interviewing and being in between things, like, our days are filling up more than I think we thought that they would. Mm-hmm. And so I'm finding the opposite. I'm not horribly bored. I'm like, oh my goodness, can I get 20 minutes to read my book today? Is that an option? Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think, finding a balance and a routine in something that is clearly not our routine is the challenge.
Yeah, I think it's when it kind, you know, when there's like, when this whole thing happened, it was like, you know, all the time in the world.
Yeah,
you know, you can learn new language, you can do things, you have as many hobbies, you can read 200 books, you can have all the time. And the reality is, like, as I move my gaze and I look at the future, like, I can only focus on one day at a time, is that my days are filled with things, but they're not all the time productive things. Because you're not in the mindset to be productive all the time. Like,
right.
You don't. So it's just part of the process. Like, we right. don't have, that's a myth that we have all the time in the world.
Right. And we don't. And the other part is if we don't, just continuing to embrace the time that we do have.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Awesome. So have you found any fun deals, classes, or resources to share with our listeners?
So I know a lot of your listeners have families at home and things of that nature. So a lot of the online educational tools that, you know, we used to either only use through school because the school had had licenses or whatnot for them. Many of them have obviously opened up free subscriptions or extended trials. So things like BrainPop and Kahoot have been game changers for many parents. Scholastic is offering a lot of their read alouds and things like that for free. So if you have little ones in your life, Storybook Online, you know, we've been taking advantage of that kind of stuff. But for the adults and taking care of yourselves, I know this might not speak to all of our listeners because we're all in different states, but my local yoga studio is trying to do like a mindfulness wake up. So they're offering those kinds of things for free right now, like via Zoom. Zoom is the jam right now. Mm-hmm. Through Zoom and stuff like that. And, you know, reduce pricing on some of their classes because a lot of these studios are like closed right now and are trying to offer classes online. And, you know, a lot of these local businesses are struggling. So if you're stuck at home and you want to try some of these places, you know, and you were kind of lagging doing it before, like now is the time to try to support them, you know, while we can, because, you know, many of them are struggling, especially if you live in a town like me, that's mostly a summer place. They really, really need the help right now, all the help they can get.
Mm-hmm.
So I think even more so than online resources are awesome, but if we can, if there's some local businesses that we could support, whether that be remotely or, you know, things like takeout, again, because I'm from a shore town, a lot of my shore businesses are doing takeout and it's slower down here in the winter months. So, you know, trying to reach out to some of those places that, you know, maybe it's a place you vacation and mm-hmm. you can order something or order a gift card.
That's I think it's important to support a local business as much as we can. Just making that effort, like, it just makes an impact. Like, mm-hmm. it's a community. We want to keep those businesses open. So whether it's buying a gift card, whether it's just getting takeout or buying a book from an indie bookstore, because the reality is Amazon's not shipping books. So you
Now you have no excuse, right? My indie bookstore is doing curbside pickup. You can call, you could DM him. I mean, these businesses are making themselves so available to us. So you're crazy not to.
Yeah. So it's awesome. So, okay, tell us where we can find you online.
I am the Salty Bookworm.
Thank you, Kate, for being in the show.
I am so happy to talk to you again. We should do this all the time.
We should. So if you enjoyed this podcast, please consider leaving a review. This is the best way to support the show. I hope you find bright light during this middle of this dark period. Lots of love. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.